From mid-March to June, St. Elizabeth Healthcare says it was losing $10 to $13 million a week. On top of that, it was treating COVID patients and buying PPE at higher costs. But because of pre-coronavirus planning, CFO Lori Ritchie Baldwin says no layoffs or furloughs were necessary. If employees weren't needed, they were just reassigned.
PT or physical therapy or trainers who were helping in the area of central supply, which was an area where we needed significantly more associates to handle the demand of the supplies that we were getting in.
Also avoiding layoffs or furloughs was Cincinnati Children's. It did reduce pay for some. TriHealth estimates it lost $100 million and laid off 300 people. Christ Hospital took out a $50 million loan and is working with vendors to reduce costs. UC Health asked departments to decrease labor costs by 20%. Mercy's parent company has both furloughed and laid off people. For more specifics, visit our website at WVXU.org and Thompson 91.7 WVXU.